Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Esther chapter 3, and we're reading verses 1 to 6.
After these events, King Xerxes honoured Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, elevating him and giving him a seat of honour higher than that of all the other nobles. All the royal officials at the king's gate knelt down and paid honour to Haman, for the king had commanded this concerning him. But Mordecai would not kneel down or pay him honour. Then the royal officials at the king's gate asked Mordecai, "Why do you disobey the king's command?" Day after day they spoke to him, but he refused to comply. Therefore, they told Haman about it to see whether Mordecai's behaviour would be tolerated, for he had told them he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai would not kneel down or pay him honour, he was enraged. Yet having learned who Mordecai's people were, he scorned the idea of killing only Mordecai. Instead, Haman looked for a way to destroy all Mordecai's people, the Jews, throughout the whole kingdom of Xerxes.
Our focus is on verse 2. But Mordecai would not. Even under mounting pressure, Mordecai refused to bow down to anyone other than the Lord Jehovah. His refusal to comply with the king's edict had serious implications for his people as well as for himself. But he did not give in, and God brought deliverance through his cousin Esther. In many countries today, new laws are being brought in that call on us to bow the knee, to comply to ungodly ways. As the early church had to decide, where there is a conflict between living in obedience to men and obeying God, then we must choose the ways of God. Mordecai came under pressure to conform and was targeted as a result of his refusal. This is true for many around the world today who seek to follow Christ, and will be true for all Christians sooner or later, according to Christ's own words. We need to be alert so that the subtle changes in the laws of the land that may seem so reasonable do not lead us to live contrary to biblical teaching. Mordecai's determination not to give in is an example for us all to follow. A prayer. Lord God, please give us the help of your Holy Spirit to discern when we are being asked to comply with things that are contrary to your commands. Please give us strength and sensitivity to live in obedience to your word, even when it is unpopular with other people. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.